Welcome to KingScottRadio.com. I am Pastor Carrie D. Scott, and this is our Gospel Jazz Hour. This is Alan and Alan, Easy Gospel Jazz. We are from Ministry of Encouragement, Maryland. And I have a co-host in the house with me today, Pastor Kevin T. Scott.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. You're listening to the mighty sounds of Angela Christine Eternity. We're going to come right back with some praise and worship music. We're going to start it up. Let's go for Jesus.
Let's go, church.
Hallelujah. Let's go.
Who's praising right now? Ministry of Encouragement, Maryland in the house. Yeah. Let us take a moment to pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you on this day. It is a day that you have made. It is a day that we will never see again. So we take time this moment to pray to you. Father God, we thank you for watching over us as we slept last night. And we thank you for waking us up to this brand new day in you. Father, we don't take it for granted, but we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Watch over us as we go about this day, giving you praise, glory, and honor. It is in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Easy gospel jazz.
My, my, my. Isn't that a easy Jesus groove? It makes you move your heart. King Scott Radio TV.com.
we want to give some shout outs. Yes, I want to shout out today to Troy Dees. And then I want to shout out to Tyrese Washington. And then I also want to shout out to Tara Thomas. We'll be right back. KingScottRadioTV.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, the congregation. We're going back to some easy music, and we're going to get an encouraging word from Pastor Kerry Dees Scott.
I know that in times like this, we can always use an encouraging word. And I just want to encourage someone who may be going through the daily struggles of life. And maybe this particular struggle you've been in for a while and you're wondering, what do I do? So I just want to encourage someone today out of two scriptures, out of the book of Chronicles, the 29th chapter and the 13th verse. It says, "Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name." And then out of the book of Psalms, the 100th chapter, verses 4 through 5, it says, "Let us enter into his courts with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." These scriptures acknowledge that God deserves our submission, thankfulness, and praise. You see, thankfulness comes when we have a relationship with Jesus and understanding of God's love for each of us. We should choose thankfulness, even in difficult situations, because we already have victory through Jesus Christ.
Pastor, how do I feel when I'm feeling so low? I'm struggling just to open my eyes, and it seems like it's darkness everywhere. How do I get through?
Oftentimes, we feel that way, but we have to let our focus truly be on Christ. How do you do that? It may be something that feels so overwhelming to you, but you can do something simple like this. Close your eyes and just say, "Jesus." Center in on him and let him minister to you. It's not all about what you say, but it's about what you are doing to be submissive to the Spirit.
Pastor, I'm trying. The effort is there. It just seems like it's so overwhelming, and those times I don't really have a friend. I want to seek out the Word of God. I want to listen to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. I'm just expressing, it's so heavy for me right now.
Wow, that's the sentiment of many people in this time. So just remember that Jesus knows your pain. He understands your pain, and he's there with you in your pain. So even though in the natural it may feel difficult, when we just allow the Spirit to take hold, it can make things easier for us because we don't have to solve it. He's already solved it. And he solved it through our Son Jesus, who died on the cross for every one of our sins and for every one of our difficult situations. It was nailed to the cross. And so he understands, and he will get you through.
Only Jesus.
Just like I said earlier, I just want to go into it a little bit more, that we should choose thankfulness even in difficult situations because we already have the victory through Jesus Christ. We should just start off by saying something like this: God, thank you for your Son Jesus who died for our sins, and thank you for the many blessings that you give us. Give us understanding when we don't understand. Today, as we learn what your word says about thankfulness, Lord, we thank you that we can be thankful that you are the God that never changes, that you are always patient, loving, kind, and merciful to us. I want to encourage you today to continue to have a thankful heart because it can come through your praise. So when you're feeling low, just praise him, even though you may not feel it. And it then makes it easier for us to face the difficult circumstances when we're considering and have our hands lifted up to Christ and our eyes focused on him, gets us off of the problems that we have. When we're not being thankful, when things are going well, we don't tend to give him thanks, but praise him in not only the bad times, but praise him in the good times also.
Only Jesus.
As we close this broadcast out, we just want to give an ending prayer to seal everything. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everyone who has joined us and is listening in. We pray your protection upon each person and their families that they represent. Father God, we thank you for the word. Let it be encouraging to our hearts and our minds, as we keep our lives centered in on you. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus the Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank my co-host, Pastor Kevin T. Scott, who joined us today with his wisdom and guidance that comes so heartfelt from him. Thank you, Pastor Kevin Scott.
Amen.